Ladies and gentlemen,
please don't desert me.
Another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, it's the lighter side of genocide. Because our world's so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen, you will go friggin' nuts. And speaking of friggin' nuts, today a lovely fellow by the name of Tony Blair is having a luncheon just down the road from me. And as soon as I get off the air today, my megaphone shall receive a very, very good spill of use as I hurl comedic insults at this filthy example of complete and utter scumbaggery, Tony Blair. Oh, yes. And oh, yeah. Don't we hate Tony Blair? Well, I think there was a... I can't really speak too accurately about just how much of a scumbag he is. There's plenty of other people who have done much more research on Tony Blair. For me, supporting George W. Bush in the unilateral invasion of Iraq... That's enough for me to recognize that he's a total globalist slime bag. Okay, can't be trusted ever again. And so what's happening now? Just like every good globalist slime bag who does his freaking good bidding, he's touring the world, giving these talks and speeches and having his photo taken with people and whatnot. And apparently it costs you $350 a seat. And some of them even pay like up to $1,000 a seat. For an afternoon and that one small chance to have a very quick word with him and have a nice little photo. It was like, yay, I was photographed with a sociopath. Oh, my life is complete now. That grand was so worth it. I mean, seriously, the mentality doesn't strike me as a... one of somebody who actually gives a flying F about humans of any kind, really? I mean, it's just like, they make these excuses. Like, oh, well, you know, he did the best he could in a bad situation. It's the best he could in a bad situation! Fabricating evidence about weapons of mass destruction and deceiving the entire population so that his soldiers wind up going overseas, getting killed and coming back with depleted uranium poisoning! Then I guess, yes, that was the best he could have done. Don't underestimate the ramifications of one prime sinister, okay? You can certainly overestimate just how important each and every prime sinister is to the actual country itself, but who cares? I suppose that, you know, when all these foreign dignitaries who've... engaged in untold levels of mass murder, genocide, manipulation, etc. For example, when old Con Deleza Rice came to New Zealand, there were plenty of people out protesting her globalist swinebag ass. Mm-hmm. And some people were even very friendly with the police. And guess what the police... And they came up and tried to talk to them and that kind of thing and just said, oh, well, you know, we're just being here protesting because she's basically a war criminal. And, you know, I've got nothing against that kind of mentality. You know, supposedly she is. Anybody who facilitates a war machine in an unjustified war and doesn't speak up about it and try to stop it like a good person who swears an oath to their people or their country or something, okay, anybody who doesn't stand up in a position such as the Secretary of Defense or be it the Prime Minister of a country and make some description of a stand, then what have you got left to go on? Okay? How can you not hold these people to account? How can you not show up and just make their day just that little bit more irritating and less perfect? You know, they thought, oh, well, you know, I may have killed a million people in Iraq or helped to contribute to doing something to that effect and probably damaged a lot of my British citizens' minds irrecoverably and jabbed them up with toxic goodness knows what on the battlefield and send them home to their families where they'll probably wind up breaking up or becoming homeless or something along those lines. But here in New Zealand, no, nobody would recognise anything like that, would they? No. I'd be safe here, you know. Good old little safe New Zealand down here in the South Pacific. But wait! Here comes Vinny with a megaphone. Scumbag. Honestly. And I don't know, for some reason, there's this game called Concentration or Distraction, I think it was, yes. And there's this bit in there where there's a challenge on the stage, and basically what they had to do was they had to put as many pegs on their face as possible. And it made me think of Tony Blair's ears and just how many pegs you could fit on those. You know, honestly, I could hang me bed sheets on his ears. I mean, you'd figure he would have heard something, you know. Oh, man, Mr. Prime Minister, there's actually no freaking evidence whatsoever. Oh. And also, we have a message in from the chat room here. Supposedly, Blair fabricated the fake videos to support Bin Laden admitting to the attacks of 9/11. And, of course, it was the request of George Bush to come up with something. And you have a look at all these CIA-released videos of Osama bin Laden or Osama bin Missen or Osama bin Working in frickin' McDonald's or Osama bin Whitey Al Qaeda in Norway, you know? You're always trying to flag off and scare you with some freaking boogeyman. I'm sick of it, man. Who the F cares about terrorism anymore? I mean, seriously, when was the last time a terrorist actually posed any kind of credible threat to me? I would scarcely say in my entire lifetime, never. And at what time has the government been menacing and threatening me in direct or indirect fashion and keeping me in basic bondage? Always. So who's the real freaking terrorist, right? People don't understand the meaning of terrorism is that it's actually a system of government, okay? Kind of like communism or capitalism, there's also terrorism. Where you scare the bejesus out of everybody in order to get them to go along with your plans. And you kill them, you suppress them, and things of that nature. And you wind up electing somebody named Osama bin Goldstein. Okay, so, the mind reels. It's beyond a joke. And the frustration for somebody who does know about all these incriminating things about Mr. Tony freaking Sinister Blair, the frustration is that most people don't know about it. And if they do know about it, they don't do nothing about it. All right? Sitting at home, they'll be watching Rugby World Cup or whatever, and I had a thought this morning, maybe it was a premonition, I don't know, that I'll be standing outside the Rugby World Cup stadium advising everybody to have a very good time and to make sure that they lap up my country's tax dollars and expenditure on this event while they still can. And if they'd be so kind as to spend almost all of their savings that they have access to via credit card or wire transfer to spend in New Zealand to bail us out of the enormous debt that we got into as a result of financing the World Cup 2011. And I'll probably get arrested for saying that. You know, seriously, the over-the-top police. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Another thing occurred to me. A couple of years back, man, I was doing some filming of the cannabis on Queen Street with Dr. Green. You know, they were protesting cannabis criminalisation and all of that. And get this. There was this dude there. A whole bunch of police came up to us, you know, and took our details and were basically very authoritarian about it. And this guy, American, obviously, says, well, you know, at least you don't have black uniforms here here in New Zealand, you know, in the States, man. Oh, they're all kitted out like that. And I go, yeah, tell me something I don't know. And guess what the new uniform colour is for New Zealand? It's all black, baby! Oh, the forces of darkness doth march forth. Oh. Now, this isn't from Television New Zealand. I want to see how they'll give this a nice thing, you know. It's just like, the new stormtrooper outfit for the police officers. No, that's my commentary. Sorry. It's on the next page. While the police uniform is a sign of authority, it seems that not all its wearers are entitled to call themselves police. A number of civilian authorized officers are currently wearing the blue uniform. In many cases, they don't have the power to arrest and search, and their powers are limited to their jobs, such as jailer escorts, guards at Government House, motorway support in Auckland, and commercial vehicle inspectors. But lawyer Michael Bott says this could create problems. When you waive your rights, for example, to a voluntary search, thinking it's a police officer making the request, you have got, I think, the avenue for quite significant mistakes. Now, I wonder why they started giving all these normal people all these uniforms and giving them supposed police powers and manipulating everybody. Huh? Why did they do that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it gives them a little bit of a power trip, and if you're capable of intimidating people while you've got no authority, okay, you're able to squeeze more information out of people because they're scared. They'll tell you everything. You know? Ooh. Suddenly, we found a brand new revenue source. Voluntary people wearing a freaking costume walking around making inane demands under the assumption that they have some power and everybody else buys it and then pays for it. Beautiful. I love the system. You know why? Because it's brilliant. It truly is. And it gives us the very tools to fight against them. This is why when I go to a protest or something like that, I don't dress in raggedy clothes. I'm not unclean or unshaven or anything like that, you know. I look legit. I've got a big camera and all of that sort of stuff. It allows me to move in and amongst these scumbags. Okay? I'll do little things like, you know, get in the way of their cameras and get better shots than they do. You know, just basically play them. Because they've been playing you the whole damn time. And once you know what the freaking game is, you can start playing it too. And that's the precise thing that's happening with officers now, is that almost everything they say to you is some form of game. Okay? They're playing word games, mind games, all of that type of thing to extract funding from you. Now, what is it when you go up to somebody and you play a game on them and you get money out of them? Isn't that called fraud? So it sounds like it, as far as I'm concerned. That's what half the law really is, if not most of it. You know, I still got respect for it and all of that kind of stuff, and I don't hurt nobody. I don't steal anything or do any of those things that are obviously wrong, okay? Because I got something that most officers don't have. Honor and respect for my people and my country. You know, there's plenty of officers who still have that. And they haven't been in the police force very long, I can assure you. And if they do wind up leaving the police force, it'll be because they find out just how corrupt it really is, right at the top. Investigations by One News revealed that many people, including one top lawyer, are unaware of authorised officers. The positions were created 3 years ago, but without a unique uniform, some have simply been wearing standard police kits. It is about to change, Inspector Tom Ireland told One News. They've got different powers, and what we don't want is an authorised officer to put in a place where someone expects them to do something they don't have the power to do. The solution is new black uniform being rolled out to all authorised officers. It will cost $1.3 million to kit out all of these 368 staff with the brand new uniforms. Police Association President Greg O'Connor supports the move. Oh, of course. More black uniform cops on the streets? Who wouldn't love that? All these private security all over the world? Just like in... Mate, name your district. Seriously. Everybody's got private security rolling around, you know, big frickin' cars or whatever. Not only the public, but also many police officers don't understand what authorised officers are and their role. And I'm sure a big black uniform is going to really change that, you know? Big black uniform that says police all over it, and you're going, oh, I'm just an authorised officer. I'm going to make sure that I explain the difference between a big, scary, black-uniformed officer and a big, scary, blue-uniformed officer to you before I ask you to do things for me. Right? It's not going to freaking happen. Who cares what these people think? Police can't say how long it will take to roll out the new uniform, but it will make its first appearance in Auckland, my hometown, where the boys in blue are about to be joined by those in black. Like the colour of bruises on the skulls of the people that they crack with their night glow sticks. Midnight at Saturday night on K Road. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more on the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I was talking earlier about the new black uniforms that we've got. You know, it's going to be like, one of those types of moments in New Zealand history where you think, I feel so much more comfortable now knowing that we have a visual representation that everybody can't ignore, that we have a police state. But ironically enough, everybody will find a new way to ignore it and say, oh, well, they're not arresting me and kicking me in my door when I'm just, you know, sitting around with my family and kidnap my children. You know, I suppose that police state measures don't actually occur to anybody until it happens to them. Is that what we really kind of have to deal with now, somewhat as a society, is just this sort of, I don't know, I don't give a flying F about anybody, period, unless whatever they're concerned about winds up happening to me? Is that it? How freaking crude and corrupt and what a waste of time. Seriously. Like this government here, we've got this new green paper being released, and I love it how they call it a green paper, because it instantly gets me offside, because whenever I hear green, I hear Nazi. Basically, they're going to privatise the child kidnapping rings in this country. You know, previously we've got we've got governments running them, you know, and they've been doing rather well. Kids have been getting kidnapped all the time because they're just that naughty. And obviously their parents neglected them by loving them every day and trying to get them off to school as best they can. And it had nothing to do with the fact that these workers wind up getting commissions in some cases, if not all of them, allegedly, for what kinds of kids that they take from people. You're like, oh, there's a blue-eyed, blonde-haired little five-year-old girl, incredibly well-adjusted, just beautiful. Somebody will pay a pretty penny for her. Yoink! 50 grand. Or something like that. You know, seriously, and if this sounds a little bit out of left field and you're not familiar with how child kidnapping gets run, get off your ass. Seriously. Because it's better to know before it happens to you. Okay? That's the whole thing about police state measures. You have to warn people before it happens so they can defend themselves. All these people that have had their kids taken and taken successfully have been the kind of people who think, oh, there's nothing terribly wrong with CIFs or Child Protective Services or any of these people. You know, they help people out that are in very bad situations, you know, and that's all they do. You know, there's nothing sinister going on here. And just like everything else in life, big lie, sorry. Yeah, there's always something sinister going on. Always. Or at least you really have to have that kind of assumption so that you don't wind up getting played. Because in my experience, what government organizations do, in the main, is play people off against each other. Right? Either that, or they just take on everybody because they've got the power to. You know? That's pretty much what it is. Your cattle, your stock, literally, on a market, you don't have any rights. Parliamentary sovereign republic kind of thing. That's what we got here. Criticised as being a prime ministerial dictatorship, and don't know how much credence that have, because the prime minister doesn't really get to dictate much, if anything. He just gets to pass on the message from his globalist masters. International banking interests and whatnot, you know, doesn't matter. As soon as the police state creep comes on, and under this government, it's coming on fast. I have not paid attention before, you know. Like, I've only been awake, you know, to the New World Order like 3, 4, 5 years maybe less. There is an incredible speed at which successive legislation is being passed to whip people's rights right away from them. You know, and I wish I could say it was by accident. I don't think so, though. Maybe because I'm not freaking naive. And I understand that any government, any elected official, usually will only have one modus operandi. And they usually don't change them either. For example, lying and betrayal is a great modus operandi of a politician, because they can lie to you, get your support, and then betray you. Kind of like what Lenin said. Don't worry, comrades. I'm just telling them what they want to hear. Until we get some power, and then we can do what we really want. That's what it's all about. You get yourself some power, then you do what you really want. That's the mentality of politics. More or less. And that's for both honourable and dishonourable reasons alike. My argument with it is that it's a slippery slope either way you cut it. And talking about the green paper that old what's-her-face Paula Bennett has just recently passed, I went to the launch of this at Altair Square yesterday with Penny Brightner, Kerry Bevan from the Republicans, and couple of other activists were there. And, of course, the mainstream media was there en masse. And, of course, they ignored every single one of the protesters. Didn't even get a word in. Not a mention. Nothing. And so, interestingly enough, my video was just as biased, where I didn't even cover any of the stuff that they were talking about on the microphones and in front of all this crap, and I only covered what the activists were saying. And it's a hell of a lot more interesting and a hell of a lot more accurate and a hell of a lot more worth your frickin' time listening to. So without further ado, I'm actually going to play this for you. And the video's name is Child Abuse Green Paper is a Sham, Mr. News.
Right now, there's a case study of a very dysfunctional family, and the mother is trying to tell her story. The mother's name's Maxina King. She is the Māori woman whose two baby sons were murdered. And she approached well-known investigative journalist Ian Lishart to tell her story. And what happened was the news got leaked because of the coroner's inquest now looking at the deaths of those two baby boys, and this rumour was started that this mother should not be allowed to profit from her atrocious deeds, like she was going to make money out of telling her story. Well, what were her atrocious deeds? She has never been charged or convicted of killing her baby sons. She's not a Kahui. It was the Kahuis that kept quiet, and that's how the murderer has got away with it. So her book is called Breaking Silence, and that's another reason why I'm here, is because I think it is a terrible thing that this mother's story, there are people that not only, they don't want to read it themselves, but they don't want other people to read it. And if reading this story could help people get a better understanding of what causes child abuse, why would we not turn a bad thing into a good thing and learn the lessons to try and help stop this happening again? That is what I'm here to do.
Maybe you'd like to answer some questions about why you didn't do anything about child abuse and family abusing my child. Come on, Paula. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I emailed you months ago, and yet you let my child be exposed to methamphetamine straight through your system.
Right under your government, and you know all about it.
This national government, John Key and Paula Bennett, they're right up there. They're trickling the money up to their mates, away from the desperate people towards the lower end of the social scale, who continue to desperately seek out ways to feed their families, send them to school, and then if they don't behave themselves, it will turn this loose on them and kidnap their kids for no good reason.
How many breakfasts would all these T-shirts and balloons pay for kids that come to school with no breakfast?
Is the movement of resources away from the community into the corporate sector. It's going to impact on low-income communities first. The process in the US for privatising an education system was to take their low-decile schools equivalent and start to move them into the private sector. We've seen enough changes to know that that's a strong possibility here. So it won't be the expensive schools or the schools in rich suburbs that are privatised. It will be poor schools that are privatised first. It'll be access to social services for community, like family violence services, for example. Those kinds of services have already been cut, community access services, and so we can see that happening already.
So you mean that the government's basically, for what their stated goal is for this green paper, what they've already done is the direct opposite to what this is supposed to do?
I think what they are doing and what they are saying are two different things.
It's all about the money, that's it. You don't care about the child abuse, really. How many kids have died in state care? Some of the social workers I wouldn't even give my dog to look after.
It is a complex issue, and there are wider issues like health and education. This is why the cutbacks should not be occurring now in health and education. They should be being increased at a time when families really are under pressure and the cost of living continues to rise.
They are impoverishing families, they are taking money out of essential social services, they are cutting the community's ability to respond to the families who need them, and at the same time, they're putting the personal responsibility for the consequences of that back onto the families themselves. This government is putting its money where its interests lie in the corporate sector.
Money where its pocket is.
It's putting. Am I the one way of putting it?
You have to use that.
Come on, Paula, come up and show the crowd really what you're really about. Abusing the children. Straight and child using family.
You need to vote nationally out there, not seriously concerned about the children of this country.
You promised changes? Yeah, right.
You need to get rid of the Minister of Social Development. It's a sham.
Look what's happened to Jenny Shepley now. She's over a commission of inquiry, and they've already got somebody already over it. Yeah. And he's paying $1,000 a day for her.
Twice what was recommended.
Talk about Jenny Shepley.
Screaming it. Double the price, the daily pay on the commission.
Thank you, ladies.
My name's Vinny Eastwood. I'm Mr. News.
You've been negotiating with groups for over 12 months now, and what have you really done? More kids died in the system. Come on, Paula. More kids being dragged out. Isn't that the truth? We see it every day in the newspapers. More suicides. All because National wouldn't do their job properly.
When I was on the domestic purposes benefit with a very small baby, I desperately needed some help to make the next steps. I got training incentive allowance to go to university, I got a degree in law, and I've been self-sufficient ever since. Every single family deserves the same support. In a few days' time, I'm releasing our policy on how to bring 100,000 children out of poverty. One of those programs of support is around education for those who need it the most. I was able to benefit from it. There's no reason why the rest of our community should not also be able to benefit from that.
Well done. Destroying the New Zealand family, chasing them out of the country, abusing their human rights to have a decent wage and a job and an education and a health system. How many people, including children, haven't had their teeth fixed for years? Well done, John. Well done, Paula. Very well done.
That is the priorities we are shuffling here. $30 billion on roading or serious issues of child poverty and abuse.
What about the families down in Christchurch? The ones who's ignored, the ones that are on benefits, that can't afford to get out. Now, come on, Paula. Tell the truth to the public out here. You didn't really want to know about those families. It was all about the rich families, eh? The children suffered. And I know personally the children suffered because why? I helped some of those families out of Christchurch. Not the government, because the government turned their backs on them.
And we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realise every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
Every pain in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. I know I care about is sex and violence, and every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free, and I'm just living my life. There's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life. There's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, coming at you live from the fabulously fluoridated capital in the prime sinisterial dictatorship island-chained nation full of fluoride heads and aspartame thinkers and whatnot, Swiss cheese, pineal gland, calcified filth that we call New Zealand citizens. Like me. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And obviously, you know, New Zealanders are kind of a bit weird and hence the allure 402-237-2525 is the number to call in. In fact, this has happened twice in a row where we've had guests basically bail. You know, and in this case, I tried to organise two guests to be up, and they both bailed. It's strange. There's some technical glitch-me-doos going down here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and I cannot account for it. Other than that, I can only blame myself. Or I could blame others, but I'm not going to, because then they might get angry with me. 402-237-2525. Child abuse. Something the government knows an awful lot about. There's something absolutely ridiculous about the amount of child abuse that goes on in this country. You know, I mean, sure, government's passing legislation to curtail it, but the problem is, as you saw in the heard in the video just before, that they're the ones who made sure that all this child abuse was helped along, indeed manufactured to a degree, so that they could justify cutting more services, perhaps thieving more children, and dodging the real issues again, as if they are capable of doing anything else. All right? That's what we call a politician in this day and age, somebody who's capable of weaseling out of a hard question. If you're incapable of doing that, then you're F-U-K-T. Precisely at that moment. It's simply impossible for any description of a moron to get the go-ahead. Okay, you have to be able to field a few questions and, well, dodge them, really. You can't be able to answer a question. Yeah, and I came up with a skit this one time about politician boot camp, you know, like, you remember that scene from Full Metal Jacket with the sergeants, like, bawling everybody out and that kind of thing and teaching them how to be a real Marine, you know? I thought about that kind of for a politician-type camp, you know, a reality TV series, you know. We're going to create the ultimate politician. He will be suaver and sexier and more dodgy than ever before. We have the technology. And, you know, there'd be a scene where you're getting bawled out by the sergeant and basically, what's it called, Starship Troopers, when he says the first words and the last words out of your stinking holes will be, sir, do you get me? Sir, yes, sir. And whereas politician boot camp would be, the first words and the last words out of your stinking hole cannot answer any of the questions that I have asked you. Do you understand me? And the whole crowd goes, perhaps we should look into more information and we'll have to get back to you. Please send me a letter, sir. He goes, very good. You guys are going straight to the top. Seriously, why don't they just bring it out in the open? I mean, I'm sure it actually is like that to a certain degree, except, you know, it's more like one-on-one, or perhaps they've got little descriptions of these classrooms, you know, like all the politicians will be sitting there in these little desks with their little school hats on and their short skirts and their little ties and whatnot. There we go. It would be great. You just teach them how to be a bunch of lying sociopaths. How brilliant would that be? But the problem is, they'd have to be a lying sociopath in order to probably get into the position in the first place. Nah, I'm just joking. There's plenty of good politicians out there. How many of them are totally aware of the New World Order and would fight against it if they actually thought it was a credible thing? It's the problem, okay? People think that if you talk about the New World Order, you've got no credibility. And my opinion, it's actually the direct opposite. If you don't mention the New World Order in your political spiel, you don't understand politics, and I won't vote for you. It's basically now become as simple as that. Politics has been usurped in its entirety by the New World Order. Therefore, anybody who actually stands against them has to campaign specifically with that as part of their platform in order to get the conspiracy theorist vote. And I'm wondering, how big a voting bloc is the conspiracy theory movement? What if you formed a conspiracy theory party? Now, bear in mind, of course, that the entire point of a political race as a minor party is absolutely nothing to do with winning the election. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. Here's why. Because you ain't going to win, okay? I don't give an F what your name is, how long your record is, what you're standing for, or whatever. If you stand for true liberty, freedom, and shaking off the chains of private banking corporations and evil freaking scum out of this country to set our people free from all this bondage and taxation and police state measures and eugenics and toxicity of our water supplies and the corruption of our media and the censoring of our internet, you know, if you stand on those platforms, there is no effing way you're going to win. No effing way you're going to get any media coverage, and no effing way that even if you did get elected, you'd be able to make a difference, because they don't care. The system is not built to allow people with real campaign issues to advance, okay? What are you trying to do? You're trying to climb a mud hill. It's like freaking Hamburger Hill. Seriously. This is freaking stupid, desolate hill in the middle of nowhere of virtually no strategic value whatsoever, and everybody's hustling up that hill, thirsting to get shot, when they could just starve the people out of that hill and screw them down one by one until they got nothing left and they surrender and give up. Okay? Tactical. Think tactical. When you can't win, what's the best course of action? Do as much damage to your enemy as you can. If you are on a political campaign platform, do not tell people what you're about. Tell them what the other choices are about. And tell them that every single one of these other political candidates has sold out this country. And have some documented evidence with you of their own words and use it against them. Boom. Everybody instantly sees them for who they are. And then they look to you as the person who just informed them a tad. Now, the only way, of course, you can get away with this is basically you'd really have to step in and just say it for yourself, you know, because they won't allow you to speak otherwise. You know, I've covered many by-elections and elections and certain things of that nature, and it is extremely rare for them to give equal coverage to every political candidate. You know, I've maybe been to one or two in a number of years that has really given everybody equal coverage. And they incidentally were at churches. And as I saw, very, very few people turned up to these church political debates, and even fewer media turned up. And even if media did turn up, the reporting was incredibly poor, shallow, and did not give equal coverage. Okay? That's the reality of this political model. Just do some damage while you can, as far as I'm concerned. You got to get its credibility undermined. You need to make people realize, before those politicians even open their mouths, that they are going to lie. All right? Don't be conned. Don't let them dodge any questions. If they dodge a question, it means they're dodgy. And you can't vote for them, okay? You can't, in good conscience, vote for somebody who lies to you. Okay, people placate and they go, oh, well, you know, it's the lesser of two evils. You're still electing evil, you dipshite Muslim. Seriously. Get out of your own way. That's what people do. It's interesting. They have no political action throughout the 3 years of the voting process. And all of a sudden they're out waving a flag and going, oh, man, you know, need to support my party because they're the best choice for this country. You know, they sold us out to hundreds of billions of dollars and they increased taxes and they made sure that our state enterprises got privatized and we had more police on the street, less rights for the peoples, more guns for the cops, taking more guns away from the people and making sure that the economy crashes and that organic food is made practically illegal via the pricing mechanisms and poisoning everything else with pesticides, herbicides, and telling everybody they're freaking safe, creaming the crop, all right? Like a bunch of cows and cattle and sheeple we are. Why would you ever vote for somebody who thinks of you like an insect? You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we'll be right back after the break.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Hour number two of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the diabetes bracelet of talk radio. We're the ones that give you a little bit of a warning so that somebody doesn't give you the wrong drugs and turn you into anaphylactic shock ragdoll. on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Now, speaking of AmericanFreedomRadio.com, I wanted to give this opportunity to give a bit of a plug to them, because some of the people who listen to this show have been listening through the archives or been listening on YouTube, as the case may be. And I wanted to let you all know about the great shows here at American Freedom Radio. Seriously, man, go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And just sit there and look, because every single show that slides across that website in front of you, including my own, is a dang good show. And you'll be very, very surprised, because, and particularly those in New Zealand, because I understand more than most people just how hard it is to find talk radio in this country, okay? Or even to find good talk radio online. I mean, we're freaking out of the loop here. And I must say, because American Freedom Radio hosts are usually really great hosts in their own right, and they often have really amazing high-caliber guests, and the audio streams are of, like, virtually perfect quality, all of the shows are archived, and they're even edited, okay, so that there's no huge drags of dead air, as sometimes happens with technical difficulties. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes in. On the microphones, on the board in Texas, and on the website, and doing all sorts of things. Got to talk to a million people. There's a whole lot of politics involved in radio, and that's why my producer says, never, never, ever own a radio station. Just produce the show. which he does quite a fabulous job. And that's basically, I just wanted to let people know, and give that big reminder about the importance of things like AmericanFreedomRadio.com, because it does give it's kind of like a station after my own heart. You know, you try to give the platform to the people who deserve it, who have really interesting things to say, and death to the New World Order with a smile otherwise, you know, because if it ain't fun, you can't keep doing it. All right. And that's the thing. Everybody here at American Freedom Radio has a hell of a lot of fun. That's what it's really about. We talk about the deadly serious topics, horrifying and whatnot, but we all understand the concept of having a bit of fun, keeping a few laughs going, being all warm and fuzzy and telling each other, hey, man, we love you. Love your show. It's freaking awesome. I was listening in the other day. Oh, seriously. And I feel that that's what a workplace should be like, you know, because we don't have to go into an office or anything like that. We're all doing it remotely, which is part of the great thing about it, because we can broadcast from anywhere, really. There's no real forced association or anything like that. So it means every time we talk, it's absolutely of our own free will, and we can chat up a storm. You know, I remember the first time I chatted with James Burns online. I mean, I think the call nearly lasted 2 hours, you know, just talking about stuff. So that's what people should really seek to find in their own communities. As far as I'm concerned, your own community will be the source of pretty much all of your spiritual, professional, and intellectual nourishment, okay? And conveniently now with the internet, our communities have grown somewhat in size and scope and reach. We can communicate with people on all over the world, And we're able to be found now by people even in our own neck of the woods much easier than before, so we can even meet up in person now. Okay? The world is getting closer together. The problem is that that very system that's bringing us closer together as a species is also going to be snapped shut, closed on us, and then used to enslave us. Okay? That's the real tragedy of it, is that the benefit that we have of sharing our experiences through things like radio and blogs, websites, all of those sort of things, was set up as a platform to gather information. Lots of information, so they could make really, really advanced computer models, predictions of human behavior and world events and domino effects, etc. Okay, there's a lot of geniuses out there, and believe me, a lot of them are working either by themselves in their own little labs that they've managed to finance by themselves, and they're still going there by themselves because nobody else wants to wants to take the heat from what their experiments might concoct. Okay, whereas the rest of them have been recruited, and they're the best and brightest, and by goodness, did they put a heck of a lot of resources into finding out how to screw people over. You know, where do you think the money is? The money ain't in doing the right thing. I can assure you, I've been trying to do the right thing for the last 3 years. I'm penniless. and... where's all the where's all this cash coming from in the first freaking place? That's what people don't understand, particularly when it comes to freaking elections, is that who the hell finances these people? I sent an email some time ago now to the National Party asking them for a list of their donators that had donated more than $15,000. Now, you should think that that list would just be like on file there, you know. It's just like, no, here's our list, yeah. Sweet as, it's open for public view apparently. So where the hell is that list, and why is it taking so long to get to me? I mean, you know, I could just say it's pretty obvious that the National Party at the moment in election year is actually just flooded with requests of all sorts, and this is just one of many that aren't being answered very promptly, but eventually they'll get back to me because they're a responsible political party, aren't they? Right? They'd respond to contact requests from their website, wouldn't they? That's to be expected. Now, the question is whether or not I'll receive this before or after the election ends. Because I would like to do a few videos and some shows, in fact, just reading out the list of these enormous donations. I can only assume that the National Party seems to be getting to finance its campaigns. And after I've done reporting that, then I'll ask for the Greens and the Labour and all of these political parties. Find out who their biggest donators are. And what I expect to find, this is my hypothesis, is that the biggest donations for all of these major political parties will be very similar names coming up on those lists indeed. Either that, or companies owned by similar names, indeed. You know, a few degrees of separation here, there, everywhere, you know. I believe that, there's that belief word again. Heesh. Everybody thinks that belief is a bad thing. Well, here's a good thing about belief. Number one, it means you're probably more likely to survive in some description of terrible circumstance. I was talking to a guy last night, actually, about, what was his name? I forget. Oh, yeah. We were talking about how the New World Order and the revolution's going to come, and you know how we're all suffering from this constant cacophony of crisis, right? Everything's a freaking crisis. You know, we're all being poisoned, they're all being lied to, blah, 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 blah. Now, my response to that is slightly different from some people. Some people say because everything's going to go to hell one day, that means that there's nothing I can really do about it now. So therefore, what I want to do is just focus on enjoying myself and working real hard on what I want for myself And I'll be happy with that because that keeps me happy. You know, I know how to keep myself happy. It's all good. All right. And then I'm just living with the knowledge that one day it's all going to go to hell. All right. That's the mentality. My response is a little bit different. Okay. Now, let's say, for example, you wanted to make a difference in this world. The first thing that people say is, oh, one man can't make a difference. And I say, no. Look, if anybody's looked at history in any way, shape, or form, you'll see that history is nothing but dotted with men who've made a difference. I mean, there's good examples and bad examples of that. You know, Hitler made a freaking huge difference. Yeah, he gave perfect justification for the United Nations to be installed. And then all his top Nazi scientists got exported to the US under Operation Paperclip to run programs like NASA and MK Ultra, otherwise known as mind control programs that were started in Nazi Germany. Okay? Hitler did change a lot of things. He blew the hell out of everybody, scared the bejesus out of the rest, and then gave everybody the perfect pretext to give more power to an international organization. One that gave more power than the original people who were set up, the Germans, of course, again, in the Great War, which was later renamed World War I. Okay, and incidentally, both sides in both of those Great Wars financed by the same Rothschild international scumbaggery banksters. Okay, so who's the winner and who's the loser out of all of that? I think it was probably all the people that died, probably, and every single person connected to them, and then the entirety of society as a whole, not to mention the huge amount of loss in productivity, death, murder, destruction, all of this kind of crap is not worth the effort. Okay? That's why war criminals get prosecuted. Except in the case of presidents and prime ministers. As it turns out, this freaking guy. Is it possible, like, supposedly Henry Kissinger is a wanted man, right? Yeah, for war crimes, isn't he? Right? Apparently, if he goes into a freaking European Union or something, he can be arrested. Now, that gives me an idea. a great opportunity to use my new fisticuffs. No, I'm just joking. I don't have fisticuffs. But I would like to do, I would like some. You know, if you can use them on Tony Blair, that'd be great, you know? Imagine it. Imagine the headline. Local crazy conspiracy theorist Vinnie Eastwood arrests Tony Blair for war crimes and pees on him in the gutter. There we go. That's, man. And like a real close-up on his face when the stream hits him in the eyes, you know? Oh, forget about it, you know? It'd be awesome. I'm not going to do it, okay? I'm just joking. At worst, I'll probably just make a few people laugh by using the term scumbaggery over a megaphone. I found something interesting yesterday that the use of a megaphone does make one more amusing. You know, you can say the same thing over a megaphone that you would normally, and for some reason it's funny, right? Like Penny Bright, we were at Aotearoa Square, you know, big resonating square in the middle of the city kind of thing, and we're at a cafe at the top of it. And Penny Bright, I just said, you're a very, very naughty girl. And you give professional protesters a bad name. Now, across a megaphone, that made everybody laugh. But as I'm just saying it here now, not really that funny, is it? Okay. And I thought this was quite interesting, is that it's through amplification that you can enhance the effect of the average sentence. Now, that where does that lead to? I was wondering, if a National Party Prime Minister, for example, was now capable of, I don't know, let's say he's getting enhanced by HDTV, he's getting enhanced by a teleprompter, he's getting enhanced by a good microphone connection, etc. It seems that the more digital clarity that somebody has, the more impact they have. And depending on what they're saying, that impact can be huge, right? Now, so then isn't it the responsibility of the media to ensure that that impact and that power is given to others? Okay? That's the whole point of media, ladies and gentlemen. As far as I'm concerned, media is the one and only institution that needs to be changed in order to change all the rest. Okay? Because media controls what people think. It tells them what they can think about, basically. So if you tell them, look, the only thing you can think about now is freedom, how to shackle those tyrannical dictators, prosecute them, and save humanity, detoxify our soil and our water and our air, and use decent technology that is already available, that is virtually free to run, and so subsequently put out of business all of the people that are using fake energy crises of today to enslave you. And if they don't enslave you, they'll certainly milk the living Shiite Muslim out of you first. Okay, that's something that I can really get behind. The problematic difficulty is, of course, as with any good idea, is that there'll be plenty of bad people with freaking stupid ideas who just hate the fact that you're showing them up. All right? I remember one time when I was at work, and the owner of the floor, basically, the guy who owned our section, the residential sales and whatnot, not my boss, like the guy who trained me, and his boss, but the guy above him, okay, came directly to me and asked me what I think we should be doing with the company. And I said, well, I gave plenty of suggestions, you know, like I wanted to be more informed about what was going on, about how the company was really run, so that I could learn more and be prepared perhaps to stay after work to maybe strategize on occasion with a few beers or whatever to figure out how we can make more sales and that kind of thing, right? And he thought they were great ideas, and he mentions them to my two bosses. This is how they heard it and said it to all the people, okay? Vinny, the effing genius, thinks everybody would want to stay longer after work. Raise your hand if you want to stay longer after work. Nobody raised their hand. He says, I didn't think so. Great. Now that's what happened. When you are honest with somebody who has basically pride, all right, you can offend them by telling them what you honestly think, okay? And what they were really ticked off about was that I had apparently, in their eyes, jumped the gun, okay? Tried to bat above my weight or whatever. Excuse me. I was just trying to answer some questions, honestly, with my proper opinion, like any real person really should, and like politicians never do. You're listening to The Vinny Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag, flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio.
This habit forming. American Freedom Radio. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh yeah. That's right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay.
So nice.
You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Mm. Next thing you know,
it's business time. It's business time. Yeah, on the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the sexiest 2 hours talk radio. And speaking of sexy, I just really can't get over our new black uniformed officers, you know. Oh, mate. Apparently, black's very slimming. It's probably a good idea because these non-arrest officers also don't have to have a fitness regiment, I don't think. because they, you know, then they'd have to, the only time where they really need to be fit, of course, for the job is if they had to pursue a suspect.
Well, they don't have to pursue suspects, as it turns out, because they don't have any power to frickin' arrest them, even if they did. That's why when they call a real cop, you know, they're no better than frickin' private security forces or glorified parking wardens. All right, they got no authority over you at all. One of them stops you, talks to you. You can say F off, and they won't be able to do Shiite Muslim to you. That's right. Fools. Unbelievable. Can't even begin to contemplate how sad a society really has to be when they have unqualified, for lack of a better description, morons whose only IQ is in their moustache, rolling around, pulling people over, charging us copious quantities of money for doing nothing that hurts nobody all day, every day. There's 398 of them running around this country. There's like, one per 10,000 people, I suppose. You know, wonder how many people they pull over in a year. I don't know, probably 1,000, whatever. So that small amount of people affects about 10% of the population? Frickin' heck. There's a heck of a lot of fines out there, man. And goodness knows, maybe I'm just being cautious here with my estimates. It could conceivably be a heck of a lot more. Who knows how many thousands of dollars have been milked out of the unsuspecting general public by morons in black uniforms with moustaches. You know? I mean, it's like we're in a Mexican porn movie or something. What? I can't believe it, man. Well, that it's like this shadow frickin' stash mafia in black uniforms coming out after you. Gonna give you $100 fine for not having a warrant or a rego, and a $700 fine while you're on a benefit. In fact, that was a great thing. You know, in New Zealand we've got these police ads, right? And they say get better work stories. So they have these people doing fantasies, like they're trying to run after a suspect through an office block, and then you pepper spray them and you get them on down on the ground and you handcuff them. But as it turns out, they were really running through an office in general office clothes, firing silly string and trying to hump the leg of a chair. And it says, get better work stories. Yeah, so, you know, that's just really clever. Why don't we just recruit a whole bunch of morons who want to run around hurting people with frickin' pepper spray into the police? There's another one where some moron, I can't use the word moron, I've got to find more FCC approved insult nomenclature. I'm sorry, my vocab is a bit lacking today. These beef-witted, ham-fisted piles of redundant protoplasm sitting in a parking building, bored as heck, as he usually do. So what he does is he gets a paint roller and rolls a few lines into the existing parking spaces to make sure that they're so small that when you park your car, you can't get the F out of it. Sitting there going, hee 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 hee. Get better work stories. Okay, you bored? Join the police. Basically, if you're an a-hole, join the police. And it seems, and as far as my recent any encounters with police, their recruitment drive has been working to a T. I love the New Zealand police, love them, but they're really, really nasty and disrespectful, a lot of them. Seriously. What the heck is the problem? You know, just because I've got a megaphone or something doesn't mean you need to be rude to me the first time you talk to me. You know, I'm sorry, sir, I didn't disrespect you. I didn't get in your way or anything when you just came up and shoved me while I was filming somebody being arrested. Well, I wasn't even looking at you, straight out of the left field, sir. That's completely, completely unworthy of that uniform, that behaviour, sir. What's your freaking badge number? Hey, Do you want to be a YouTube star, boy? You know who you're freaking dealing with here, boy? Hey? Don't even think about it. Nah, I'm just kidding. There's no point even going after police as far as I'm concerned. Not unless they really, really screw you over. Okay? Because otherwise they're just really not worth the effort. But then again, if you've got the time and you want to do what it takes in order to get a corrupt or nasty cop disciplined, I say go for it. Because, hey, if you've got like 15 years to wait for a response from the Police Complaints Authority, which is staffed entirely by police, who incidentally protect other police from complaints, so that who better to field the complaints against police? If you want to wait that long to get a response in some kind of an amicable, gentlemanly fashion where you get some kind of outcome that isn't a general, standard, crappy, written-down apology and no actual disciplinary measures taken other than the cop, other than you shouldn't get caught with doing this, man. You know? I mean, come on. Maybe I'm being a bit cynical here and the police aren't as corrupt as I make out. Well, no. In fact, maybe they're probably just worse. but I'm not talking about in the main. There's always like the small element, and this is what people forget when I criticize a government, when I criticize a party, or when I criticize any particular government institution or media empire or whatever. Here's the general rule of thumb: mostly good people, few scumbags at the top, make sure that everything runs in a corrupt way, and all these good people are otherwise unaware. Because they're freaking dumb. And nobody's told them. Okay? Nobody told them. Seriously. Call up your local media. And tell them. Tell that person on the other end of the line. That 9/11 was an inside job. Tell them. That there's some description of scumbaggery going down at Parliament. And that they should be investigating. Why wouldn't you? Send them a link. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, 30 seconds. Here's your local email. TV3@tv3.co.nz or whatever. Send it to them. Send them a link and say, "Look, guys, why the F aren't you covering this?" Enough people did that. Eventually, you'd have some very, very clued up, bored people there, or some incredibly corrupt ones, and that gives you an excuse to do naughty things to them. I don't know, show up and at protests and things of that nature, and then while they're giving a live report, come up, sneak up behind them with a megaphone and go, boo! You know, seriously, if somebody doesn't do their job properly and they act in a dishonest or incredulous manner, they deserve to be made fun of and messed with, okay? Not violent or anything like that. Just give them a bit of flack. Why wouldn't you? Isn't that the way it should really be done, ladies and gentlemen? These people don't deserve any freaking credibility. They're the most disgusting, pathetic twits that have ever walked the earth. And they're the ones that are supposed to inform you about what is going on in the world. These people who are sitting there waiting for their next trip to Fiji, for their next Gucci handbag to be given to them as a bonus for doing a great propaganda hit piece on some cannabis activists? You know, what's wrong with these people? They're morons. John Eisen from Uncensored Magazine called up TV1, Close Up. All right, guy named Matt Chisholm, which those of you who are like Uber listeners to the show might remember we did a little hit piece on Matt Chisholm on this show with Louise Simpson, who he was trying to do a hit piece on, and that's what I love to do. Somebody hits a hit piece on one of my friends, sorry, mate, I'm going to have to just give them a little bit of support if nobody else is going to give it to them, even if they're in the wrong, right? Because I'm fully prepared to be wrong. I just like to support people that seem to be in a bind, okay? If it turns out later on that they deserve it, hey, that's okay. All right, I feel better doing something, but I won't support him again. Right, that's the whole thing, the whole justice aspect to it, and that's why I find it interesting. They talk about the criminal justice system because it's just criminal. How do you suppose all these laws that don't hold any power over a regular human being wind up getting enforced other than with deception? All right? The police are trained deceivers. It's their job. Are you freaking stupid? This is what happens. People are unaware of how the police truly work. Okay? When I got arrested with one of my friends one time, I said to him, these people will manipulate you and they will lie to you and they will use everything you do against you. And they will also use you against me. Don't tell them anything. You know what he did? He told them things. And sure enough, they let him go and sunk their claws into me. $1,500 in court fees later. No, $1,500 just in the lawyer's fees later for doing nothing. And something along the lines of, $150 worth of court costs. You know, like I just had to make a donation to somebody, slap on the wrist with a wet bus ticket and then out. I mean, the lawyer cost me like five times as much as the fine did. Isn't that criminal? Okay? Isn't it criminal that my friend was lied to and manipulated into selling me out? Okay? He didn't know what was going on. That's the thing. They turn you against each other. That's why they separate you. Okay? They have to be able to manipulate you in a controlled environment. This is what they do. Now, you'll often come across these real dumb cops. Dumb! Who keep repeating the same question over and over and over again. And you know why they're repeating the question, don't you? Because you haven't given the answer that they want so that they can bag you. So that means whatever answer you've been giving, that's the correct answer, and you just need to keep repeating back to them until they give up. Once they start getting nasty, that's when you get the permission to give them a little bit of cheek. Okay? Because it says right here in the New Zealand law that if you are arrested, a police officer has to treat you with dignity and respect because you are a human being, you have rights, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. Okay? That's the way it works. Everybody should take their responsibilities of wearing a uniform and arresting other people with an immense feeling of pride and responsibility. And I have met officers that have made me feel ashamed of my police force, that have made people lose respect for it to no end. Those type of people are very, very dangerous indeed. Okay? Because they mean that people lose respect for the law. You know? And let me explain what I mean like that, because you have to have a system of law and order to a degree. It doesn't mean that all the laws that are being passed and followed now are right. In fact, I'd probably say virtually none of them are. And there's only a few basic common sense sort of solutions to all of this. It's just like, bro, has somebody complained? No. Okay. Has somebody been hurt? No. Somebody had their stuff stolen? No. Stuff damaged? No. What the hell are you complaining about? Get the hell out of here. You're wasting police time, boy. You know, person using a megaphone on a freaking public street for half an hour for some reason is a wonderful reason to arrest somebody. You know, show me a freaking victim. What, have people got, I don't know, do they get thought viruses now? You know? Viruses transmitted by thought. Ooh, we can produce a vaccine for that one. And it's great because all you got to do in order to confirm that somebody's got symptoms is they have to start talking like a conspiracy theorist. Hey, the media's lying to him. Oh, that guy's sick. Give him a vaccine. Make sure it's got extra thimerosal and squalane. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't give him vitamin C either. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Percolite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Percolite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Percolite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Percolite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Percolite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, great. I had no idea, didn't hear the music, completely unawares. Never mind! Okay, well, final segment here, and I'll just let you know what I'm going to be doing with the rest of my day. Okay, basically, I'm going to cruise down to Mount Eden, the Walters Ave entrance of Eden Park. Anybody listening to this live in Auckland, you should be able to know where that is. If not, I'm ashamed to call you an Aucklander. And I'll be down there with me bullhorn, dressed in black, with a suit jacket of sorts. And it's going to be quite fun. We'll have some lovely leftists out there, and Penny Bright's going to be there. She's got a new banner, as it turns out. And this woman's churning out banners like there's no freaking tomorrow, which is probably because, thanks to Fukushima, there literally is no freaking tomorrow. Or at least it'll get here faster than we can, than normally, because it's accelerated by nuclear particles. Anyway, now, I apologize for the for not coming out on the air before, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bit of a gap, confusion on my part. Now, what's happening here is that we're having a big protest against old Tony Blair, as I mentioned earlier. And it's pretty straightforward, I think. You know, war criminal, not a terribly, shall we say, honourable character. One might even go so far as to call him an unsavoury character. Old Tony Blair. After all, is it, who's been elected so far that isn't full of crap? I can't think of anybody. You know, nothing comes to mind. Sorry, nothing comes to mind. I suppose, of course, that maybe I'm just being freaking cynical. I don't understand quite entirely just why people want to go get their photos taken with this monster, unless, of course, they weren't quite aware of the fact that he is a monster. Hmm? Is that possible? I'm not 100% sure on that, because what if, this is a theory part, of course, what if he actually is that freaking scary that he's got power over you? They're like, oh, it's Tony Blair. Oh, master, I can't even breathe as hard as I can when you're around, master. Oh, yes. I just want to bask in your evil radiance. Yes. Oh. I mean, do we have this kind of groveling, sniveling type of testicular, cancerous, orgasmic, flannel-wearing, gumboot-licking, pepper-spray-sucking scum that can afford $350 a ticket? I can't, you know, what is going on here? Where do these people get their freaking money from? But they love such a person who exposes the establishment for the type of scumbaggery it always, always pulls. Where is the point when people will just go, look, enough is enough, for heaven's sake. I've listened to the scumbag lie to me 100 times. If it becomes 101, I'm calling Cruella de Vil to make a coat out of that son of a... You know, that's what I'm talking about. Enough is enough. People really, really do like to sit around and talk about things endlessly without going out and trying to do something. All right, now, if you are going to talk about stuff, that's all fine. Just as long as you're advancing yourself or advancing somebody else or making some kind of information available. If you digitally record a conversation between two intelligent people, sometimes you can wind up getting thousands and thousands of hits. Random stuff. All right, seriously. There's a video that I did with Jason Barnett back when we screened Zeitgeist 2 back here in New Zealand. And that video had thousands and thousands of hits. And it was just him and me just talking crap in a car. You know? Record those amazing conversations. Upload them so that other people can share in it. You ever listen to somebody who's talking about stuff that's real interesting and the table across from you in a restaurant and you and the person who you're with kind of stop talking and you start listening? Okay? That's the kind of thing that happens. Everybody is really an example to everybody else in a certain way, shape, or form, okay? And if you don't want to take that responsibility, then you're a freaking coward, okay? Pure and simple. You really do have to show yourself as an example to others. And it doesn't mean that you have to be the best at what you do. It just means you have to do something, okay? Just something. If you do nothing, that means everything is a wasted opportunity. Everything. Okay, yesterday, had I not gone out and filmed Penny Bright and Kerry Bevan and all of those people that showed up to show up blimmin' Paula Bennett and this government's new green paper on child abuse for what it really is, nobody would have heard about it whatsoever. Okay? I took the time to pick Penny up, put all the banners and stuff in my car, go out there, drop her off, drive around for ages, and eventually have to negotiate with a council officer to allow me to use a council car park after I shook his hand and explained who I was and said I was media and I was only going to be here for a short period of time and I don't want to inconvenience any of our respectable council staff. And then filmed it, made a video, and uploaded it in a day. Okay? That's the kind of work that I do. And it's the kind and generous donations that we get in through the VinnieEastwoodShow.com that allow me to continue doing that. And let me explain something. Every time when I need my rent paid or my internet bill is due or something that I don't have the money to pay for comes up, somebody always gives me a donation. And the funny thing is I never even have to ask. It's as if everybody knows. It's like they know that Vinny needs money today. I'll give him $100. All right? It's unbelievable. I can't fathom that kind of generosity. Okay? I don't know anybody who I'd give $100 to. You know? I mean, namely because I'd probably use it on food of some description. I'm hungry sometimes. But yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's the generosity of others that everybody appreciates. And the interesting thing is I think people recognize the amount of generosity I spend with my time with this radio show and the YouTubes and all of that kind of stuff. People seem to recognize just how much work I am putting in with it, and they do things like buy me a 27-inch iMac, okay? And I was talking to a friend of mine last night. He knows a lot of musicians, and he says, man, I don't know anybody in the music field who would have somebody do that for them. You know, it really is a quite clear and stark when you look at it in terms of that. What are people willing to give out is what they get back. Okay. I give out my heart, I give out my soul, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. If somebody insults me, accuses me of being a Mossad or something, it actually hurts my feelings. Okay, it really does. And it's because I need to be open to feeling everything, even the hate and the disastrousness and the humor and the love and the terrible tragedy of it all. Everything that I think has to really be worn directly on my sleeve so that I continually recognize who I truly am. Okay, if you stop analyzing yourself, if you stop questioning yourself, and if you think I'm right and everybody else is wrong, there's no telling what kind of a monster you'll turn into. You know, the reality is it's more closer to everybody else is right about everything and I'm wrong about everything else. All right. It's only through the collaboration and hanging out together and talking about random stuff. It doesn't matter what the hell you're talking about. Just have some freaking human contact. No matter whether you're chatting with them on Facebook or in the Vinnie Eastwood Show chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Thanks, guys. Or across Skype. And what's happening now is I'll just have these Skype requests come out of nowhere or whatever, and people will call up, we'll have a conversation and whatever. And, man, it's just the level of coolness of people, okay, And I really wanted to portray that as that people in the truth movement, or people who listen to this show and many others, really, are usually the cool people in the room. Okay? They're the kind of people that, I don't know, other people aren't aware of, perhaps. But you get to know them, you talk to them, and they're just totally effing cool. That's what it really is about. And I wish that this mainstream media protoplasm that we have projected on our plasma screens wake up to the fact that being a conspiracy theorist is now the cool thing. And I wanted to plug a particular video. We Are Change Manchester and Friends. Okay? We Are Change Manchester and Friends, 2nd of the 7th, 11th. Okay? And this is a bunch of kids, basically, 17, 16-year-olds with a megaphone, and there's a huge amount of them, hundreds of them, just walking through shopping centres, bullhorning and stuff like that, saying saying screw the government, they're taxing all of us, that kind of thing. These are kids. And man, it was cool. And they were all having so much fun.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Percolite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Percolite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.